It's Friday, so we're talking today with Bob Rodenberger, a partner at Stockman's. So, Bob, what has this week looked like for the cattle business?
Overall, our runs have been pretty much compared to a year ago, just, you know, maybe 1,000 less. And we kind of totaled up our numbers there at Apache this week. We're going to be down around 12% for the year compared to a year ago. The light cattle on the grazing end, cattle weighing kind of 550 and down, market's been awful good on that. Cow market's been pretty much steady. The feeder market is just holding its own. It's not any better, not any worse. The index is down to like 216, and that's kind of, you know, based on your area, less the freight, kind of where it's been trading. We're getting some rains in southwest Oklahoma. I know yesterday in the Snyder area, they got some pretty good rains. Now, there at Apache, we hadn't got any. I don't know about this morning yet, but we can use those rains. We're still in a dry drought situation. I mean, we've got some grass potential and some wheat potential, but our ponds are low. So in general, overall, though, I mean, we've taken a big hit in this feeder market, you know, $40, $50 a hundred. So on an 8-weight steer, you know, you're looking at $400 a head. Now, the calf market, the cow-calf man, it's a little cheaper, but he hadn't taken the hit that the stocker operator or the fat cattle people has. I know fat's trading kind of in the high 60s if there's been hardly any trade at all. But in general, this correction, and it definitely been a big correction. You know, we're still selling cattle, you know, $200 to $300 higher than we were a year ago per head. So, you know, optimistically, we're still in a good situation. We just missed an opportunity to lock in some awful good margins there when we had, you know, the May feeders up in that 260, 265 area.
And I know we keep hearing from a lot of livestock market economists that herd rebuilding is not happening anytime soon. It doesn't appear that anyone is starting to do that. What's your take on all that?
No, in our area, there's not any herd rebuilding. But here's where we are. I mean, we all know we got less cattle, and I think we all put a lot of emphasis on that. And being in the marketing business, being in the stocker business, you know, in the grazing business, we are in all fathoms of it. But what we forgot to detail was the macroeconomics of this deal, and that's what's a housewife willing to pay. And I think we're at that point. And we're at Christmas. People are buying gifts. People's got to buy gas to get to work. You know, I go through a supermarket at least once a month, whether it's I'm out of town or in a local town, or, you know, go buy a Sam's, and you can go buy a Sam's and buy a choice New York strip for $11. And you go down the meat counter a little bit and you can buy a double cut pork chop for $2.20. So if you're feeding a family, you're going to move away from beef and go to what it takes to feed a family. But then again, too, you go buy a Texas Roadhouse and they serve choice USDA choice meat, and then you'll wait 30 minutes to get in there. So we're still moving the product, but I think exports have been down, and that's the premium part of our product that goes overseas. We've just seen some dilemmas that's happened that factored back into our industry, which there's a lot of things that's not controlled by us, which is technical and the people trading the market. The same people that's driving this market down that we're all complaining about are the same people that drove the market to 265 in May and took April fats to $1.99.75. So they have their positive side, just like they got their negative side. We just got to be able to look at the market and lock in margins when we see it available.
All right. Well, great info today, Bob. Thank you very much.
Just want to thank all of our customers. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, you know, if they need to get a hold of us, give us a call at 1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself. Love to hear from you.